I am especially proud to be a first-generation American and a resident of Hawaii, our youngest state. Our nation's pride lies deep within the hearts of its people. American has faith in the liberty and justice, and we all have faith and believe in ourselves. The United States' freedom and opportunity is one of the greatest. We are truly the land of the great. From the rocky shores of Hawaii to the beautiful sandy beaches of Hawaii, America is our home.
Hello there!
You're damn straight.
Yeah, you can keep the rest of it.
You know, as Miss Hawaii, I want to make one thing perfectly clear. I really only have use for Hawaii.
Keep it.
49 pieces of crap and Hawaii. That's the United States of America. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Make
Smiles.
Hawaii great again.
Smiles, everyone. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Together, we're Dave and Darren.
Dave. And Darren.
And we're about to give you the Top 5 Things podcast.
Wish them the best. The weekend rolls around. The sun is out. Mm-hmm. All I'm trying to do is maybe get a little exercise.
Okay, so I got to tell this story. Because you don't have all the information. I have to tell this story. So the boy had a baseball camp on Saturday.
Looked like he had a soccer jersey on.
Yeah, they wanted him to wear that. I don't know.
Okay. Baseball.
So he had a baseball camp on Saturday. So I told him after baseball camp I would take him. He wanted to go somewhere to eat. I said, we'll go there after your camp.
What would you like to do after camp?
Right, exactly.
Harass people.
So we get to the place that he wanted to go, and we get out of the car, and there's a sign on the door that says, sorry, we're closed today.
Hmm.
And he's furious. And we get in the car, and I go to pull out. He goes, hang on a second, Dad. Don't go anywhere. I go, okay, what? Again, he's 10 years old. He goes, hang on a second, Dad. Unrolls the window and just yells, hey, you suck!
To the restaurant.
Now, there's nobody there.
Yeah.
He's dying laughing, and I'm dying laughing.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, that felt good. Let's do it more.
Uh-huh.
He says, do you have any enemies? Let's drive to your enemy's house, and I'll yell, you suck at them. I go, no, I don't have any enemies. We're not going to go to anyone's house. Then we're driving home, and I said, you know, I bet you even money that Darren's out walking a dog. Would you like to yell you suck to Darren?
Oh, boy, would I.
And he goes, gee, Pop, that'd be swell. We see you on the street. He rolls down the window. He's laughing too hard to say anything, and he's screaming in a way. I mean, I think when you came to the car, you thought he was in trouble or something,
no,
like he was hurt.
I saw that he was just laughing his ass off, but I didn't really hear him say anything.
No, he was yelling, you suck, but it didn't make any sense because he said it so fast. He was so excited. It was just like, dude, you suck! And he's just dying laughing, and I was dying laughing too, and you seem like you were enjoying it. We drive away from you after he yells you suck because it's all he wanted to do.
And then explained it.
And then we're driving home and he goes, Darren was laughing, he's a good sport. I don't think he took it personally. You don't think he took it personally, do you?
Well, it's regardless if I took it personally, it's not inaccurate.
So yeah, Owen's yelling "You suck" at Darren out the window. It was a moment to remember.
Truly.
And we get home, and he can't wait to tell Jenny,
best.
And she's like, "Why would you think that's okay? Why, Darren's a friend of the family.
Why would you allow that to happen, Dave? All of a sudden, it goes from him having a good time,
right.
Like, what kind of parent are you?
Why would you think that's okay for him to yell you suck at the top of his lungs? And to Darren, of all people, who's practically a family member. Like, okay, yeah, I know, but you had to be there. It was pretty great. And Darren understood that it was just two knuckleheads having fun in the car screaming at people.
No, I saw you goofballs. I knew you were up to something.
I said,
so he had to get pretty excited when you're saying, I bet you anything Darren's out walking a dog, and then all of a sudden
he lit up. And then when he saw you, it was like target acquired.
Right.
He was so happy to roll down the window and yell, Darren, you suck. Which, you know.
Oh, that's good
now
stuff.
Nobody thinks you suck for real. I need to make that very clear.
That's
big fans of you,
not
Darren.
Entirely
Everyone
true.
In this house is a big fan of you. But I mean,
maybe 100% approval in this house, not 100% all the way. This is something. This I was flipping around the other day with the sound down.
Uh huh. On the cozy,
and, yeah. And I know this is not a tip. This is not a topical thing at all. But for some reason, I got locked in on. I got locked in on Everybody Loves Raymond with the sound down.
Okay.
And you can, even though I'm not lip reading really, you can kind of tell what's going on in the storyline a little bit.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You're aware of the show, right?
I am aware of it, yes.
Yeah. So I was just thinking about how it could have been very easy for them to change the title to Everybody Hates Raymond, mm-hmm. and all they would have had to have done is switch the dialogue between the Raymond character and the Deborah character.
So
Raymond's treating Deborah the way Deborah treats Raymond, and uh-huh. people would be like, "Oh my goodness, this is uncomfortable.
It's abusive.
This is. Oh my
God. Why does she stay with him?
I don't see how this does as well as it does.
How is this entertainment
in this day and age?
My goodness. Yeah, they got it. Well, it's interesting. Maybe for the reboot, that's what they do. Everybody hates Raymond,
and he's got her lines.
And he just is just always harping on the wife, not the wife harping on the husband.
Uh-huh.
Fascinating.
Well, I figure this sort of stuff out with the sound down.
Ruffles!
Snickers! Whiskers!
So I...
Wrinkles! There never was a Whiskers.
Whiskers?
There's never a Whiskers.
I think there could be. You see all these horses? I don't want to bring this up because it involves animals that have died, but have you seen at Santa Anita that they've killed like 30 horses? Have you seen any of this story?
I think I saw.
The ground is so dry that the horses running at Santa Anita.
They're breaking their legs?
Yes.
Well, then maybe they should have stopped doing that before,
well, they did
before,
stop.
Before the 30th horse was killed.
They stopped on number 29, and then they're like, what? We got everything figured out. The horses are going to be fine. And then they ran a race, and a horse died.
Oh, boy. I don't think they've got it figured out.
No, I would say maybe you don't need to do that anymore. Rolling Stones, speaking of wild horses and getting dragged away. They are postponing their upcoming No Filter tour because Mick Jagger has to undergo heart surgery later on this week in New York City.
Yeah, he'll come through it like a champ.
You think so?
Sure.
I mean, he's 75 years old. If you ripped my heart out and spilled it all over the stage.
Don't do that, Doc.
He's in otherwise great health, and they say they expect him to make a full recovery after a heart valve.
Well, he gets a lot of exercise.
Heart valve replacement.
And what is your exercise regimen? I'm Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. That's my exercise.
I'm on the Mick Jagger program.
I've got a kid who's not even one.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah, so he is. He's going to have a heart valve replacement later on this week in New York City.
I wonder what Keith's thought on this is. I'm guessing it would be he either makes it or he doesn't.
I bet. Now, see, you say that. I guarantee that. Guarantee that's exactly his attitude.
Probably. Well,
he kills him. Kills him.
Either does or doesn't.
Who do you think will be the last Rolling Stone to die? We already know the first to die. That was Brian Jones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who will be the last Rolling Stone to die?
Boy, it's hard to say. It's sure...
It's going to be Keith Richards, right?
Well, he seems pretty immortal. Although they really kind of all do.
And I don't know very much about modern hip-hop. Most of my hip-hop that I enjoy is from the 80s and 90s. I was not aware of this guy.
Nipsey Hussle?
The rapper Nipsey Hussle got killed over the weekend. Is that the greatest name ever?
He was killed?
Yes.
Oh.
Nipsey Hussle.
Yes.
Murdered. Yes.
So does he rap in poems?
Like Nipsey Russell did? Yeah, I mean, I guess his raps rhyme. Nipsey Hussle has got to be... If I had known there was a rapper named Nipsey Hussle, I promise you I would have listened to his music.
How is he not in a remake of The Wiz?
A T! Nipsey Hussle, 33 years old, shot dead outside of a clothing company that he owned in L.A.'s Hyde Park neighborhood.
Well, that's not the best.
Two other men were shot and injured in the shooting at the store's parking lot. Suspect still at large. Yeah, he was nominated for Best Rap Album for his debut album, Victory Lap, at this year's Grammy Awards. 33 years old, and he's putting out his first record? Wow, I had no idea that Nipsey Hussle was a thing. I think that's the greatest rap name.
Well, we've been
maybe
too fixated on Hoodie Allen.
First team. Who's the other one that we like? Don't we like another one? Didn't we just have this conversation?
Sweatshirt, something.
Is there a rapper named Sweatshirt?
Is that who it was? Charlie Sweatshirt?
Something? Is that really a guy?
Yes, there's somebody called Sweatshirt.
No, really?
Yeah, you're the one who mentioned it.
That's bizarre. I had no idea. Sweatshirt, the rapper. Did we play him on the show?
A tiny bit.
Thanks to everybody for reaching out on the text line to let Darren know that Heart to Heart is back on the Cozy.
Well, it's during the day. That makes it more difficult.
It doesn't work.
There's no prime time viewing of the H2H.
I was talking to somebody about Heart to Heart and you and how it was on at 11 o'clock.
I've never claimed to be a completist.
And they said, well, why doesn't he just DVR it? And I said, you want to explain DVR to Darren? Because I'm not doing it.
I have no interest in DVR
right.
something.
That's not really your thing.
What? No. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
We're not going to go down that
road. If you don't have it on demand, forget it. Like a podcast.
Wait, on demand? You mean like... Okay. You mean like when you turn the TV on, it's on? That's just regularly scheduled programming.
Well, that's on demand.
And when they met, it was murder. Man. You want to do the top five things?
We do. Oh, by the way, happy 15th.
Oh my gosh, you're right. Today's our anniversary.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't get you nothing.
We're a 15-year-old kid today.
Our morning show started, Dave and Darren started as you and me.
As a April Fool's joke. And no one got it, so we just kept doing it.
That was 15 years ago. Wow, that's crazy.
15-year-old kid.
Yeah, we started in 2004. Wow, Darren. Well, I feel like a garbage person for not remembering.
Well, you got me something over the weekend.
My kid yelling at you. You're hard to shop for.
Uh-huh.
I know what you like, though.
I don't need the materialistic stuff.
No.
Just the memories. That's all I'm looking for.
You suck, Darren!
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear. They're celebrating 25 years of fear, and they're presenting Easter Mayhem. It's one weekend only, Friday and Saturday, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10. Admission is just $15, VIP 20. Tickets available in advance at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline. Inviting you and yours to celebrate spring in a unique way. It's Easter Mayhem, an all-new event coming to the Quad City. Navigate through the haunted house while Tootsie's bunnies wait to pounce when you least expect it. Bright colors and fake grass aren't part of this Easter celebration. However, there will be a prize involved for some lucky victims. This year, there'll be new rooms and new characters and also a photo booth courtesy of Sean Flynn's photography. Again, it is Easter Mayhem, April 12th and 13th from 7 till 10. Coming soon, Factory of Fear's first ever summertime haunt.
Hmm.
Factory of Fear, where fear is made. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their homemade meatball. Meatballs made from scratch, topped with marinara sauce, provolone, and grated Romano cheese. It's absolutely delicious. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private event, place
I
of
think
business,
you know that I am.
Or event, there's a couple ways you can get a hold of them. 563-284-2331 or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. If you're just going there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio. You will get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Today is our crystal anniversary. 15 is the crystal anniversary. Oh, that's fantastic.
It's crystal clear what that kid yelled at me over the weekend.
Text here from the text line, Andalusia Mike chiming in. 470-23-NACHO is the text line. And if you want to text us your thoughts. He says, I just wanted you to know, I listened to you guys on my last flight to Germany a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and you guys do not sound better at 35,000 feet than on land. I was expecting that whole tomato juice effect, how tomato juice tastes amazing at high altitudes.
See, I think tomato juice tastes great on land.
You have always been a powerful advocate for tomato juice. You are behind line in no
almost,
one when it comes to loving tomato
almost
juice.
Almost obscenely.
Yeah. There's no way I could ever drink it. It's just never going to happen.
Why?
I like tomatoes. I think tomatoes are terrific, but the idea of drinking the juice of a tomato, it's just never going to happen.
Hmm.
It's just never. And remember the one year I declared was going to be the year that I got into Bloody Marys?
Yeah, and I bought you all that stuff.
Couldn't get,
it's still probably sitting up there, isn't it?
A lot of it is.
Or did you give it to a friend?
Some of it we gave to friends.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I mean, like, the pickles were enjoyed. I know that much. I think actually somebody used it at a party. I think somebody helped themselves to the...
I'm hoping so.
The Bloody Mary bar that you provided.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Get into the top five things.
Sure.
Let's do number one. Okay.
Easy now.
Number one.
Number one.
It's almost like it's almost like 15 years and we don't know what we're doing.
So this woman is in trouble for losing her mind on a plane. Mm. I can't believe you weren't on this flight.
I can't believe how delicious this tomato juice is.
Passenger on a flight, Lisbon to Malaga. She lost her mind and was throwing a fit because they told her that they didn't have any Pepsi on board. Spanish woman launching an aggressive tirade on a flight overseas. Fellow passengers complained, and the captain banned her mid-flight.
How does that work?
I don't know. Here you go. Here you go, sweetie. You're getting off here. The plane was packed with British tourists and was met by police, and she was arrested.
Wait a minute. I might be able to help you out.
She's been called the worst airline passenger ever after she went on a vodka-fueled rampage on a flight packed with British tourists.
Vodka and Pepsi, is that a thing?
It is for this Spanish woman. She began screaming and swigging from a hip flask almost as soon as she boarded the flight.
Not her own hip flask.
Went on a furious tirade after flight attendants told her only fruit juice was being served as a mid-flight drink. She wanted a Pepsi.
Which goes with, okay. These air traffic, these travelers are hurting.
She just really... what do you mean? Fruit juice? Who needs it?
I suppose Larry would probably just revolt. He would just spit out. It would be
amazing. Larry hasn't been on a plane since the Korean War.
No, I know. I understand.
But if he were to be on a plane, he would be banned mid-flight.
I'm just saying that if any sort of juice, orange juice, whatever, touched Larry's lips, he would probably right away reject it. His body would reject it.
Here she is. She just really wants it. She just really wants a Pepsi. There she is taking pulls on the vodka here. I don't know that this is that bad. I mean, sure, she's screaming, but...
Well, if you're that upset about it, why don't you just go over there and choke her?
That's
just all you do is you just wrap your hands around her neck until she blacks out. I don't see what the problem is. No, you're not talking to me that way. You're going to sleep.
Oh, she really wants a Pepsi, I guess. I don't understand any of that. And I know I speak un poco. I don't understand a word she was saying. I will say this, I wouldn't call her crazy. Not when she went to your schools, she went to your churches, she went to your institutional learning facilities. Darren, she just wanted a Pepsi. Number two on the old top five things. Florida man believed he was half man and half dog.
Oh, it'd be great to be a dog.
Florida. Dog.
Half man and half dog. Forensic psychologist in Stuart, Florida. You know what, Stuart? I like you. You're not like the other people here in the trailer park. Stuart, Florida, forensic psychologist says a former college student believed he was half dog, half man when he fatally attacked a man and a woman at their home was found biting one of their faces.
What do you call a half dog, half man?
I don't know, a mog?
What do you call a dog with wings?
I don't know what.
Linda McCartney. That's an old one.
The Palm Beach Post reports Dr. Philip Resnick made the conclusion in a 38-page mental health report, and yes, we do subscribe, that was released by the Martin County State's Attorney's Office. Investigators say they found Austin Haruf who's 20.
Haroof. How is that pronounced?
Yeah, Haroof. See, I would think it'd be better if he were to be some sort of crazy person who set himself on fire, and you could just say, Haroof, Haroof, Haroof is on fire. We don't need any water. Let him burn. He's convicted of biting a guy's face while making growling noises. The fact that he persisted in biting Stevens in the presence of police officers, in spite of threats of being shot and being tased and receiving multiple kicks to the head, suggests that Mr. Haroof
might have been on something.
Actively psychotic. His attorneys are preparing for an insanity defense. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give it to him. Guy thought he was half man and half dog.
Yeah, no need to go to court. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Spring is sprung and love is in the air, and their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement rings starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds, their custom bridal line. They are in a new location. They have a new home. They're at 2115 East 12th Street, Village of East Davenport. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday starting at 10 o'clock. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Now, if you're there and you're making a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio for a couple reasons. First of all, if you make a purchase and mention us, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. And right now, through tax day, April 15th, if you mention us, you aren't going to be paying sales tax on that purchase. So that makes sense at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs and for that extraordinary event. Build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. If you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub and only pay for the price of a small one.
Number three already. Wow.
Number three.
Three.
Eastern Kentucky man is suing his old boss, and I'm going to allow it. This guy was working at a Hampton Inn, right? So that's like a motel.
In the Hamptons.
No, this is in Eastern Kentucky. In fact, Hazard, Kentucky, for real. Filing a lawsuit against the Hampton Inn and his boss after he says he was punished at work because he refused to undergo an exorcism.
They were suggesting an exorcism?
Yes, and he wouldn't do it, so they fired him. The lawsuit...
There is something wrong with you.
Jason Fields is this guy's name. The defendants are Hampton Inn and his boss, Sharon Linden. He says in the lawsuit that he started working at the Hampton Inn as a front desk employee in 2016. Sharon Linden, his manager, learned that he was going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, the reason you're going through a divorce is because you have demons. So he's accused of... She's accused of telling him that he needed to get cleansed in order to keep working at the hotel. Mm. Listen, we can't have someone who's demonically possessed
working here
at the Hazard, Kentucky Hampton Inn. I mean, there are standards. She gave him a questionnaire with a lot of questions about religion and intimate activities.
What was the question? So you think you might be possessed.
Are there demons inside of you? Check yes or no. She punished him for not participating in the questionnaire. When she handed him the questionnaire...
No, I'm not doing this.
...about his intimate activities and religion, he's like...
I've got enough going on at home right now.
You know, 103 needs some soap delivered. I'm going to just go ahead and take care of that. And it's been a while since anybody's cleaned the pool.
Like, forever.
I'm kidding, of course. Nobody's cleaning the pool at a Hazard, Kentucky, Bampton Inn.
I tell you what. You can swim there, but it's a hazard. I tell you what, the pool.
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
Yeah, it's a water hazard.
It's a water hazard for sure. Zing of the day. It's brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. I tell you what, the pool that they had at the Sweden House.
Yeah.
it was shut down. No, and for good reason.
Sweden House was a hotel in Rockford where
reasonably priced, an economical purchase.
But I remember your review of Sweden House was it would look like a place you go to get murdered. Was that your review of it? Murder was involved.
The one thing that they were good at Sweden House was having stuff smeared on the walls.
You pay extra for that?
It looks like a place where prostitutes go to get killed.
That's what it was.
It's not good.
But you would go there because it was such a bargain?
Well, I went there the one time. Uh-huh. And
Sweden House.
Sweden House.
And they pronounced it like that?
Mm.
Did they say Sweden House?
Sweden House.
Did you say it like that? Like when they would answer the phone at the front desk.
It's a rough spot.
Now, is it possible they were possessed by demons?
If they would be fortunate to be.
That would be an upgrade.
Well. And I can tell you this. At the Sweden House, there are no upgrades.
So don't ask.
Don't ask.
Like, if your room is unacceptable, be grateful that's the one they put you in, because the next one is worse.
I remember we had to go ask for towels, and the look that they gave us.
Mm-hmm.
Towels, you say?
Well, la-di-da. Towels.
I think they wanted us to sign something.
Like life insurance? Or
I don't know.
Well, this guy says he was religiously discriminated against because he didn't share this nut job of boss's beliefs.
Listen, I'm going through a divorce right now. I don't think I'm possessed.
Well, yeah. It's because you're possessed. We can have the exorcism done right here.
She was
bringing people from her church in to do exorcisms on this guy. And he was like, no, I'm not doing this.
It sounds to me like she was needed to get a quota of exorcisms in.
So and she's just making up stuff?
She was throwing stuff against the wall and seeing what would stick. Not unlike the Sweden House.
I got a guy at work getting divorced. Suppose he could be demonically possessed.
He's probably demonically possessed,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, I'll go
ask him.
Hey, you. I got a questionnaire for you.
Number four.
Police say 71-year-old Akron man in Akron, Ohio. Police say he choked and shot a man who ate his chicken.
Wait a minute.
Kenneth B. Fry.
He shot and ate a man who choked his chicken?
Akron, Ohio police have charged a man who was accused of shooting someone over chicken. Kenneth B. Fry of Akron is 71 years old, charged with felonious assault. Picked up on a warrant for that charge. This incident happened at a rooming house in Akron, Ohio.
A rooming house.
According to police, Fry choked and shot a man in the shoulder because the man ate two pieces of his chicken. Police say the victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. I will say this, Akron. You don't want Darren Pitra on that jury.
Oh, no. I'm going to be very sympathetic to this day if I find out who took that TV dinner. It is on.
What TV dinner?
There was a TV dinner that worked years ago.
At the old place?
Someone.
Okay.
Afforded themselves my TV dinner.
The weirdest thing I ever had happen to me at that place with food. Well, there was a period where they had me working from 8 in the morning until midnight.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And they told me.
That doesn't sound legal.
No, I seriously wish I would have talked to an adult about this at the time, because it was ridiculous. They had
those are almost baseball hours.
Right? The production director left, so they conned me into doing it. They said, you know, you can do the production director job for like 2-3 weeks, and you know, it'll look good on your resume. I'm like, okay.
What resume? I already have this job. Well,
that's the thing, too. I mean, my plan was not to stay in the Quad Cities.
Know.
I hate to tell you this. My plan was to come to the Quad Cities, spend no more than a year, and then get the hell out of town.
Okay.
Didn't happen.
It's because you met Debbie Gibson.
That's a story for another time. So the longest story short
is... She is possessed.
They told me it would be 2-3 weeks. It was 6 months. And I had to get there at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then like I would go home for dinner for like 45 minutes, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would pack a lunch because there was so much to do. I was doing 2 full-time jobs. Four, by the way, $14,500 a year.
Righteous.
Yeah, yeah. I was, what a dope I was. And then when I asked, then they wanted me to work, I had to work Saturdays as well.
Well,
and I said, listen, I'm working
you're
Monday
on the
through,
schedule.
I'm working, that was it. I'm working Monday through Friday from 8 in the morning till midnight. I said, can I not do Saturdays? And they fired me. he fired me. And as I was leaving
for
the
building. 5 seconds.
Yeah, and then he got me before I left the building. He was like, "You're not fired, but how dare you talk to me this way? I've given you this golden opportunity." And then they had hired a production director, but then they found out he was homosexual, so then they unhired him, which...
I don't know if that's legal either.
No, I should have. Why didn't I get a lawyer then? You know?
You clearly couldn't afford one.
You're damn right I couldn't.
They knew that.
Don on the phone?
Where's Don?
Don on the phone? Okay.
So what's your story about the food?
So I brought a lunch, right? And back then, I'm making $14.5.
So need that lunch.
You're damn right I do. And I was eating bologna sandwiches. That's what
Nothing
I. That's all I could afford.
That.
No. It's a good, honest, working man's
very,
meal.
Very wholesome.
Some lunatic in that building, and I guarantee it's the same person that took your TV dinner, because this would have been around the same time. Some lunatic took the bologna out of the sandwich, but
and left the
bread? Yes. So I go.
Well, that's devious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you go to eat.
Yeah. And it was like, well, are you sure? I know that I put bologna in there, because when I came home, there was no bologna, because I remembered I'd used the last of the bologna for that sandwich.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Not all this is adding up.
They ate the lunch meat, but then left the bread. Just eat the whole sandwich. What am I going to do? Eat a bread sandwich with a hint of bologna
you
on it?
You got in on my sandwich?
Do you understand what I'm saying? I left a note on the refrigerator. And then I got in trouble because the note in my refrigerator was a little threatening. And that's not how you're supposed to talk to somebody.
I suppose it was.
Well, you're damn right.
I'll wring your neck. I'll rip your tongue out by the root when I find out who did this.
Freaks touching my bologna sandwich.
Touching my bologna sandwich meat.
Five.
Number five.
I'm not talking to you people.
Finally, number five. I mean, everybody got a job to do. In this day and time, I can't even get sick without somebody eating my bologna sandwich. Say I'm strung out on bologna sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
The TSA is putting together their list of some of the more interesting items that they have pulled out of people's bags. And they have a social media presence.
Thank goodness
now,
it's just their bags.
Where they're sharing some of the funny things that they've had to pull out.
And this is okay to do.
These are things... they say you will not believe, working at the TSA, you will not believe they have a YouTube series.
What
that's
monsters
just
people
all
are.
About, yeah. They say at the Dulles Airport, you would not believe how many people pack nunchucks.
Mm-hmm.
This is all the time. People are trying to bring
nunchucks.
Well,
people are trying to practice. They're trying to get better.
A handful of pocket knives.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a bullet from Afghanistan that was altered to be a cigarette lighter.
You can't have either.
Yeah. They have this new social media presence, the TSA does, where you can go and take a look at all of the weird, wacky stuff that people have tried to bring onto airplanes. How about this? A double-edged dagger that was taken from a passenger's carry-on bag. A throwing star.
Handle those carefully, sure.
An axe.
And snow axe.
Snow axe. Yeah, it's a fascinating Instagram account and YouTube series that the TSA is putting on. They like to keep themselves
got a little free time.
Yeah, yeah.
During a delay.
I think that's it for the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things.
Which is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. Make 2019 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? A super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced and frozen beverages as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. And the podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. We love you all very much, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Again, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And, of course, when you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Happy 15th. And then we are back on Wednesday.
Till we get a chance to do another podcast for you, thanks for listening. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing.
This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
That's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.